Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I've executed on my foreign policy, and it's one that the American people largely agree with. So, if Governor Romney is suggesting that we should start another war, he should say so.
I'm not going to try and fool people into thinking he believes things he doesn't. He's trying to fool people into thinking that I think things I don't.
There's a bit of the most recent back and forth between President Obama and Mitt Romney, the presidential race. We get started with another hour here of the Talk Radio Review. Countdown during the week focuses on a couple of stories every day, and then we culminate that with a big extravaganza produced around the top 10 topics of the week every weekend, thanks to the folks at talkers.com, which you can check out at any moment in time. A lot of these things are hashed out there, or at DougSteffen.com. Here's Brett Baer talking to political strategist Karl Rove and Joe Trippi about the most recent changes in some of the polls.
Okay, Karl, what has changed since the last time we talked?
Well, first of all, we had a record number of polls last week, 52 in 18 states. We've had a larger number of states being polled, but we've never had 52 polls. Four states changed status and moved towards Romney. Georgia, somebody finally ran a poll, and what happened was what Joe and I have been thinking for months. This state went from lean Romney to solid Romney. New Hampshire, the polls moved it from a lean Obama to a toss-up state. And interestingly enough, polls in New Mexico and Pennsylvania with a total of 25 electoral votes moved those states from Obama to lean Obama. These were offset by three changes that helped the Obama column. Wisconsin moved from toss-up to lean Obama, Oregon moved from lean Obama to Obama, and Arizona moved from Romney to lean Romney. This drops Obama's total of Obama states to 196, plus he has 51 lean. Romney has he grew slightly to 159 electoral votes in his column, plus 32 lean. It was a week of some changes, not a lot, but generally compensating changes.
Joe, of those, the significance?
The most significant would be Wisconsin moving to lean Obama. But I should caution here. Look, there's outlier polls out there. There's a poll that shows Obama leading in Wisconsin by 14 points. That's kind of skewing this. But I do think Wisconsin's starting to lean. That's shrinking the electoral map. The other surprise for me still is that North Carolina remains on our map as toss-up. This late into the game, 43 or so days out, I would have expected it to move off the map. Obama may still go after it. I don't know if it's worth it, though.
Now, Joe, last week we heard Karl talk about the polls and how he believes they are skewed towards a Democratic turnout, maybe even towards an 08 turnout model. You have a different thought about how the polls, most of them, are being run.
Well, yeah, I started looking at the data in Iowa and in Florida and some of the recent polls, and what I'm seeing is a drop of 4 points with independents, but a rise of 4 points among people identifying themselves as Democrats. So what I think actually what we're seeing is independents who can say they belong to any party at any moment are starting to shift their identification to Democrats.
So let me get this straight, that you're saying all of the numbers are down so that the independents are up. People that say they're Republicans are now saying they're Republican or independents, but the Democrats are staying roughly the same. Thereby it skews Democrats.
Yeah, Democrats and Republicans are staying relatively the same. Real Democrats. Democrats who say they're Democrats, Republicans who say they're Republicans are still saying that. But independents in these elections often start to say, I consider myself a Democrat or I consider myself a Republican. 2010, they considered themselves Republicans. We got killed on the Democratic side. That's not going to happen this time, that kind of a wave. But there's signs now that they're starting to identify with the Democratic Party.
All right, so there are some of the ins and outs of the polls. What say you about the polls? Ever been polled, actually, by one of these companies, Gallup or Rasmussen or Poole? Zogby, 800-510-8255. Interesting experience. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. A couple of things that have come, some musings from some of you that I will try to get to. Vice President candidate Paul Ryan is heading the campaign's Catholic for Romney coalition. Isn't it amazing that it gets down to that? Jews for Romney, Catholics for Romney, Protestants for Romney, Blacks for Romney, and you can turn it around and send it the other way as well. Here are hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to Mick Mack from Politico.com. That's an interesting name, about the latest poll that they have been conducting.
Politico's poll on the race for the White House, the edge going to the president, a very slight edge?
Correct. The president and Mitt Romney are actually going to have a pretty close battle going down into November, it seems. I mean, for all the talk that we get into about CAFs and conversations about, who's the race swinging towards and who's the race swinging away from, there are a lot of people who are quite set in their views on both candidates. And when it comes to electoral or battleground states, it does look like it remains close for both candidates.
You know, polls seem to be coming out every day, Tim, and bottom line, it seems on most of these, is that Romney is trailing right now. Not by much, but he is trailing in most of these polls. Which groups, which classes does he need to convince here in these final 43 days?
Well, he needs to hold his own with women. He needs to close the gap with Hispanic voters. And he needs to prove to working class, blue-collar voters, that he is someone who, if he doesn't particularly, if he's not particularly relatable to him, at least cares about their condition and the outcomes for them financially. So those are the three major groups I'd imagine he'd be targeting.
Well, on the flip side, then, what about Obama? Who is he weak with right now? In speaking about groups and classes.
Talking about groups and classes, I think it's the flip side of what Mitt Romney has to do. Of course, he has to hold his own with men. He has to hold his own with Hispanics, and he needs to hold his own with blue-collar workers. I mean, it's the opposite side of the equation. But I'd also add that he needs to kind of regenerate some of the excitement that led him to his election in 2008. So we're talking people who are generally low turnout voters, such as students in college towns and battleground states. You think about Ohio State, for example, and other things, like the University of Virginia, where student turnout is actually going to be pretty substantially important for the election.
Why does it always sound like these guys from Politico.com just woke up and they're in the high school? Is that, every time I listen to one of these guys, that's what crosses my mind. But there certainly is a contingency and a strong one there, getting the youth out to vote. Ron Paul certainly can do that with the young men. Is he going to? Is that going to be a part? And are those people being polled a part of the election process, which has started for many people now because there are absentee ballots being collected? And one wonders whether or not that's fair. It's kind of, in my mind, like the system for primaries, which is so warped and crazed and so wrong and something that most people don't like, and why we don't change it. It just boggles one's mind. Why do we have a primary system that discounts the last state, like California? The voters in the primary there meant nothing because the decision's already been made. Primaries ought to be the same day, one primary day in March, shall we say, and then the election. Why is it spread out the way it is? It's very deceitful and very it's disorganizing, and it's also it doesn't give us a fair shot. One man, one vote. What happened to that? It goes up in smoke with the primary system. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the presidential race, the politics behind the polls, if you will, as we continue on the countdown.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i, it's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Small business owners never miss a moment to network because they recognize the economic value and potential impact networking can have on their business. According to a new survey by Moo.com, the award-winning online print business, good old-fashioned in-person networking is more valuable to driving revenue for small businesses than its online complements. The survey reveals that business cards, long thought to be a dying medium, remains a critical component of successful networking. As the world becomes more digital, the impact of tangible business cards becomes even more important. Lisa Rodwell, Chief Revenue Officer, Moo.com.
For small business owners surveyed, face-to-face networking translates to real revenue. Surprisingly, places like the gym, restaurants, bars, and airplanes are key networking locations for today's small business owners. We at Moo.com are so passionate about offline connections, we're giving away 1.5 million business cards.
Fully embracing the need for the tangible product, more than two-thirds of entrepreneurs surveyed said business cards were impactful when networking, with nearly half, 48%, giving out more business cards than 5 years ago. For more information and free business cards, visit Moo.com/radio. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
800-510-8255 or email to Doug@DougStefan.com as we go through the issues of the day via the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Discussion of the presidential race. Here's talk host Marcos Breton. Says he's not so sure Mitt Romney is fit to be president.
Is Mitt Romney fit to be the president of the United States? Because he has made comments in recent days that really raise the question as to whether he is fit to be president of the United States. And I want to read you something that was written recently, and I quote, "Personally, I think Mitt Romney is a kind, decent man who says stupid things because he is pretending to be something he is not, some sort of cartoonish government hater." That was written by David Brooks of the New York Times, a conservative columnist, and some might question his conservative credentials. I am not one of those people. I do have one major question about Mitt Romney. Who is Mitt Romney? What does he stand for besides making money and wanting to be president? He released his tax returns. It's fine. People have been clamoring for him to do that for months. Hey, look, I mean, I give him credit for doing so. I think it's pretty curious that he's doing it right on the heels of this major controversy where he was caught on tape kind of disparaging the 47% of people who supposedly are dependent on the government, playing class warfare, doing the exact same thing that people accuse Barack Obama of doing every single day of the week. Seems like Mitt Romney had no problem doing it himself. He released his tax returns. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I'll say it right now. Mitt Romney gives more to charity than I do. Okay, great. Is that the criteria that you want in a president, that he gives a lot to charity, that he's charitably minded? Well, if that's the case, then Mitt Romney is your guy. But I really wonder if Mitt Romney is fit to be president.
Wow. Not exactly more stimulating talk radio, but it's a point of view from somebody who's on the air on one of the stations we monitor. Next up, we're sticking with the presidential race, so stick around for that.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And on the countdown this hour, we're focused right now on the presidential race. Some of your calls coming up in just a matter of moments. Who are you voting for and why? 800-510-8255. Back and forth, who's voting for whom and how you're deciding will be certainly part of the discussion. Meanwhile, back to radio hosts. Here's David Patterson with political analyst Ed Goas about several of the most recent polls, some of which we haven't spoken about yet.
To what do you attribute these polling data that are so disparate from each other, particularly in the last 3 weeks?
Well, what you have is a lot of the polling firms are not kind of paying attention to detail on sampling and getting the sampling to be correct. One of our assumptions, and our battleground poll is actually a national poll as opposed to targeted states, if you look at the 2004 election, turnout between the two parties was even. In 2004, in 2008, it was net 7 Democrat. I think most people agree that kind of look at the data that turnout is not going to be as lopsided as it was in 2008, and it may be close.
Let me ask you this question. Suppose in 2008 the turnout had been even. About where would the numbers have fallen? I shouldn't ask you this question because you might not have this readily in front of you, but it was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, well, one of the things you look at is that Barack Obama won the independent vote by 7 points, and that was 7 points more Democrat, that he was winning that as big as he was winning. He was actually bigger, a bigger margin than he was losing Republican votes. And so the combination of those two things led to his 7-point victory. So they all kind of were a seven-point lead on independents, 7% more Democrats, and all ultimately won the election by 7 points.
Now, before I intervene, you were about to make a point about turnout.
Yeah, and one of the things we're seeing in this poll, we saw kind of a carryover from 2010, a much higher intensity amongst Republican voters. The 2010 election had a 14-point net intensity for Republicans going into Election Day. In August, we saw the gap between the intensity gap between Republicans and Democrats close to even. In this poll, we actually had independents now jump up, so that we have approximately 80% of voters now in our poll now saying that they are extremely likely to vote in this election. That, quite frankly, is more like what you would see in the final days of the campaign, as opposed to what you would see 7 weeks out.
Here's part of an email that was sent to me by a father who wanted me to read what his son sent to him as to why he was going to vote for Mr. Romney. He says, the primary reasons I'm voting for Romney are because I recognize that my job and my employment of many of my family members depends on him, depends on Romney being elected. Right now, many businesses desperately need economic growth in order to become sufficiently profitable enough to reinvest in the business so as to be able to generate long-term sustainable growth. Mr. Obama's policies are oppressing the economy. His re-election will oppress the economy further. A Romney election would help spur economic growth because the confidence of business and investors would dramatically improve, and a lot of pent-up desire and need to invest would be unleashed, resulting in immediate economic growth. Will Romney govern more competently than Obama? I think so. Will he keep us out of foreign entanglements? I think so. Will he help America's role in the world? I think so. Will Romney govern in accordance with America's best interests? I'm confident he will. So that's one email or a portion of an email that was actually 2 pages long. It also excoriates those of us who are going to vote for a third-party candidate. I am supportive of Mitt Romney becoming president because I'm in Massachusetts, and my voting for Romney is a wasted vote, so I'm going to just vote for Gary Johnson because I think it's a message. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Talk Radio in Review, second half hour of today's overview of the presidential race. And coming up, we'll discuss what's going on in the Middle East. 800-510-8255. Supporters of President Obama, it seems, are more likely to wear their political leanings on their sleeves than elsewhere. The Obama campaign has bought four times as much gear to sell to supporters, like T-shirts and mugs and bumper stickers and that sort of thing. Mitt Romney has maybe a more subtle, is that a strategy, or is that what is the deal here? It's interesting. Obama for America revealed part of its strategy in a court filing in its lawsuit against DemStore.com, which had been selling bumper stickers and pins with the campaign's trademarked Rising Sun logo. It's everybody wants to sue everybody else. 800-510-8255. By the way, I heard yesterday that both Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, who had been lawyers, both relinquished their licenses. I don't know whether, Michael, you can check that on Snopes or whatever. They both had been charged with various things that were irregularities, and so they decided, as he became president or got close to it, that they would just give up their licenses. I'm not sure. I don't remember that, but it may be something worth some conversation. 800-510-8255. As we continue with some of your calls, let's take a few of these, some from both sides, so that we have a fairness quotient. Here's Vicky in Ohio, who says she's definitely going to vote for Mr. Obama in November.
It's incredible to listen to people that are, I guess, uninformed because they're willing to vote against their own best interests. And I think that the Republicans play to people's fears. And that's the only thing I can come up with, because I can't understand why it is that they can't see what he's been up against. I mean, he's had absolutely no support, and the people that vowed, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, and I'm here in the great state of Ohio that is going to vote for Obama. We did the last time, and I was thrilled to see that Ohio went blue. But he's hardworking, he's genuine, he'd done what he promised he would do. We wanted health care reform. We wanted out of Iraq. He turned the auto industry around. It's amazing what he's been able to accomplish.
All right, so there's a point of view. 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney holds a 14% lead among America's middle-class families, according to the poll out today from Politico.com. According to the poll, Romney has a 55% to 41% lead over President Obama. 62% of middle-class families are likely to believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction as Election Day nears, and they're slightly more likely to dislike the job Obama has been doing. The two candidates are fighting hard to win the middle class in their campaigns. Romney suffered what many considered a setback after that controversial video was released last week, suggesting that some Americans are moochers, although these numbers certainly provide a different story. 800-510-8255. What do you believe? Scott in Texas thinks Mitt Romney's going to win big.
I believe Romney will wind up with a landslide, and the economy, gas prices, foreign policy, the debt. The Obama administration has been an absolute total failure, and I don't know what else we should have expected from the least qualified individual to ever hold the office. Romney is one of the most compassionate, caring individuals you're going to find. He's not the narcissist in chief. He will be. He is truly a great individual.
800-510-8255. Agree or disagree? The pictures coming out of both of these men, that is pretty interesting. These various high-profile interviews, I suggested a connection to them earlier in the hour, as the two of them are working on getting as much exposure as possible, obviously. Romney saying Obama hasn't supported Israel strongly enough. Obama asking if Romney was trying to start a war in the Middle East. We'll be talking about the Middle East in a few moments here. 800-510-8255. Let's get to Al in New York, who wants Romney to come up with more tax returns.
Let me put this in simple terms that we can all understand. When you meet a girl, this is like a dating process. He's still applying for the job. And when you first meet your spouse, a girl, boy, whatever, and it gets serious, and you start talking marriage at the hip, because it's my wallet and her pocketbook. I want to know her finances, and she wants to know my finances. And we're going to be with each other. We're going to be married to each other, tied at the hip, as I said. So I think it's, I'd like to know. You know, this is just business. I don't care if he's Republican, Democrat, whatever. This is business. I want to know what my future leader is all about, because he's going to be pushing me around. And, our choice is who's going to hurt me the least when it comes to this.
800-510-8255. Let's see. Someone named John Bishop sent me an email asking what's become of the working class. Sort of reminds me of that song, What's Become of the Brokenhearted. Remember that? Just what's become of our nation's self-reliant, proud, rugged individualists? In mid-2010, for the first time ever, one in six Americans were getting aid from anti-poverty programs. That also means that for the first time since the Great Depression, Americans received more in government benefits in the form of unemployment, welfare, and other aid than they paid in taxes. Doesn't sound like a sustainable system, does it? How can we pay out more in benefits than we collect in taxes? We can't. Problem is, the incentives in today's America have become so perverse, actually destroying the will of the working class to work, to save, to take care of their families. Take a look, for example, at what's happening at the lower end of the pay scale. In the new American world of perverse incentives, the more you earn, the less you can take from government. So for many, simply doesn't make sense to work at all anymore. There are some who think this is an exaggeration. Let me tell you how this is playing out in the real world. In Wisconsin, a legislator named Glenn Grothman recently completed a study of how single mothers have almost no incentive to get a better job, to improve her lot in life, or to even marry the father of her children. Let's assume that you've got a single mother in Wisconsin. Let's say her name is Karen. She makes $15,000 a year. She has two children. Look at what would happen if Karen gets a much better job paying three times her current salary. Or if she marries the father of her children, David, who makes 30 grand a year, Karen would now be part of a household that brought in 45,000 a year, obviously much better than the 15 she's used to bringing in. But as this study shows, getting more than 100% increase in household take-home pay isn't good for Karen at any measure. She's looking at a laundry list of government handouts she and her children will lose. Low-income housing assistance, $7,500. Wisconsin Shares, a local daycare program, $9,200. Earned income credit, $5,500. Food stamps, $5,300. Let's see here. What Wisconsin health care insurance supplement called Badger Care, $3,300. Energy assistance, $680. Milwaukee School Choice, which is worth $6,400. Added up, the total benefits Karen loses if she marries the father of her children, $38,000 in tax-free benefits. How do you run a country like that? And it's gotten bigger and deeper, and people have gotten more ensconced in that way of thinking. All right, let's get a call here from May in New Jersey, who voted for Mr. Obama last time around.
I voted for President Obama back then. One aim was to salvage the image of the U.S. in the world. But unfortunately, I think I was wrong. He was very disappointing, and here's my reason. You know, his policy does not instill, I mean, does not instill only dependency, too much dependency in its citizen. And his overly, you know, pampering entitlement, emphasis on entitlement policy only does nothing but to discourage incentives, and therefore, without that, you know, it rips all the incentives in most of us, and without which I think this country will, you know, definitely the progress will be stifled, and we will lose our leading edge in the world, and that is the ultimate most dangerous thing for everyone.
800-510-8255 is a quick comment from somebody named Cheryl, who writes, I'm a tax professional. Work with both middle-income and affluent clients. Don't think the American public is stupid, she writes. People call me and say, what's the most I can earn before I lose the earned income tax credit? They may not understand marginal rates, but they're shocked when they lose their college or child credits. You hear it all the time. The harder I work, the more they take away from me. So the government encourages you not to work, not to get married, not to get off unemployment. And that's what's sick about the system, and look at how it's broadened in the last 4 years. Is that something to think about? 800-510-8255. Ann, we'll have you in Lynchburg give us the final thought on this before we move on to what's going on in the Middle East. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm just trying to agree with the lady who called with respect to the attitude or disposition of Republicans. You have to give credit where credit is due. Mr. Obama, President Obama, ran with the good intentions of helping everybody out. He's not a miracle maker. He did the best he could, considering he walked into a mess. And this is where I have a problem with Republicans. They all want you to believe they're Christian. Christian is you feel for another person. He's not perfect. He went into a mess. Let me ask you something, man.
What would happen if we eliminated all of the party affiliation and you voted for just the man? What would that do for the system? Would that make it better if we didn't have Republicans, didn't have Democrats, but just people serving in the name of whatever goodness or idea that they have? Forget the party. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I don't vote according to the party. But
I want you to tell me whether you think the parties are responsible for the feelings that you have. I can hear in your voice that you have some anger aimed at the party system because it gets in the way, and it does, of getting things accomplished.
Well, I'm considered a liberal. Considered a liberal all because I'm Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I get tired of that label.
Yeah.
And that's from the Republican.
As where it was the case, I used to be a Republican, and I get tired of being accused of being like the right-wing wackos that have control of the party, so I just quit.
I'm going to say this. I see the Republicans, and I know you're going to come at me again. I see them as the Pharisees. They preach, but they don't walk.
Well, I think both parties are not what they seem to be, and that's
sort of. Give credit where credit is due. No president has walked into a mess and become distracted the way he had to become.
I don't think that's true. I think Bill Clinton walked into
Not like this.
Yeah.
Not
all
like
right.
this.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, ma'am. It's 15 before the hour. On to the Middle East in a moment here on the Countdown.
Hey, fans. Exagen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
When it comes to your cats, you want the best of everything, including the best in natural odor control without any artificial fragrance. With Feline Fine Clumping Cat Litter, you can pamper your cats with a natural product that brings the freshness of the outdoors, indoors, while avoiding harsh chemicals that are often used to control litter box odors. Feline Pine is the smart choice for keeping the litter box fresh because it's made with 100% natural pine to eliminate odors. It's made from highly absorbent pine, which removes odors the natural way. Feline Pine forms tight clumps so only fresh litter is left behind. It is lightweight and leaves no messy cloud of dust so you can pour with ease. And now for a limited time, you can experience the freshness and odor control of Feline Pine for free. Try a 9-pound or 14-pound bag of Feline Pine clumping cat litter and via mail-in, receive a full rebate of the purchase price. Just visit www.felinepine.com to print your rebate and follow the instructions on the form. Feline Pine is available in multiple sizes in most major mass grocery and pet store chains nationwide.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
On the Countdown, the Middle East is our focus. Here's host David Bowes talking to Washington State Senator Michael Baumgartner about the Middle East.
Do you think that the U.S. is making the key mistake in Afghanistan when it comes to policy? Or where's the other inconsistency that you're saying, hey, look, we need to change direction here, and I'm not hearing it from anybody?
Well, President Obama came into office with this very naive view that he was, because he was personally charismatic, that people would like him in that part of the world. You know, that part of the world is not about being liked. It's about being respected. And then those mistakes were compounded by having an inconsistent policy. We had one policy towards Iran, one with the Arab Spring in Egypt, and another in Libya. So people don't know what to expect from America. You know, if we go back to the mantra of walk softly and carry a big stick, I think it would help quite a bit. Stop trying to be the world's policeman and only engage internationally when our vital national interests are at stake.
So when you look at the administration's response to what happened in Libya, what do you agree with? What do you disagree with? What would you like to see?
Well, I think they're very naive right now in saying that this was just about this video. And no, this is not. You know, we have determined Islamic radicals who seek to do us harm that we're going to be facing for a long time. We need to regroup and better use local proxy forces on the ground. We need to better harness our moderate Muslim allies in this engagement. and we need to stop trying to be the world's policeman. You know, I opposed the intervention in Iran, in Libya. You know, certainly Muammar Gaddafi was a thug, but he was a thug who had given up his weapons of mass destruction, and we didn't have a key U.S. national interest at stake there. That war wasn't properly authorized, didn't have a clear exit strategy, and now we are again reaping the results of another poorly planned operation in the Middle East.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the Talk Countdown now, we're discussing what's going on in the Middle East and things that are connected to the Middle East. International leaders gathering in New York for the start of the UN General Assembly. UN expected to address the unrest in the Middle East, Muslim anger over these videos, the cartoons of Prophet Muhammad, Iran's nuclear program. President Ahmadinejad had said that he has... Israel has no roots in the Middle East and would be eliminated, ignoring a UN warning to avoid incendiary rhetoric ahead of the General Assembly session. Here's host Jay Weber talking about recent comments President Obama has made about the situation in the Middle East.
The president called the escalated conflict between Israel and Iran, quote, noise that he ignores. And second, he called the Libyan consulate attack and the anti-American protests engulfing the Middle East bumps in the road. Now, honest to God, if any GOP president were to be so cavalier about such serious and deadly world events, he'd be skewered and he would be skinned alive in the public square by this very media. Honestly, people, can you imagine if George Bush would have called the loss of life in Iraq or Afghanistan a bump in the road? Virtually everything that's coming out of this president's mouth these days makes you wonder. Is he saying this just to excuse his failures, or does he really believe it? But either way, it indicates he's just unfit for this office, and he just needs to go. Of the escalating threats to Israel's very existence, and let's be clear, this is why it's outrageous, Iranian President Ahmadinejad and other leaders of the Islamist countries have said, we will wipe out the Zionists. Ahmadinejad says it at least once a week. This is not an exaggeration. If you do pay attention to foreign affairs, you know that Ahmadinejad about once a week threatens to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. The Israeli Jews. He's even gone so far as to say, two nuclear bombs, and Israel is no longer a country. One in southern Israel, one in northern Israel,
it's no longer a country. He said that in the past. Bibi Netanyahu, and these stakes have to be clear because they're half a globe away. We've got to bring this home to you. Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis are dealing with something that we Americans have never had to ponder and cannot even imagine. Even during the Cold War days, there was some sense that if we were involved in a nuclear war, Americans would die, maybe we would die, boy, where what would they hit and how long would we have? Even we haven't dealt with what Israel's dealing with. They are dealing with, they are pondering things we can't imagine. Instantaneous death and annihilation from neighbors.
800-510-8255. Syria threatening the fragile situation in Iraq. What's going on there? Here's host David Bloomquist with Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio about what he thinks we ought to do about Libya and the other countries that are so steeped with anti-American violence.
What should we do about the Libya situation? And well, should we remove our ambassadors from countries that I guess you could term militant or maybe a little anti-American?
Well, you know, first of all, David, we've got to secure our embassies. There is no question about that. One of the biggest concerns that we have with the pending sequester that we've not been able to get any cooperation from the White House or the Senate to address is that there's $129 million in cuts to embassy security in that sequestration. We've got to have the capabilities to know what's going on around them, and then we've got to have the will and the fortitude to protect our people. I am appalled that they're in Libya at one of the hottest spots in the world. We had every reason to believe that trouble could break out there after the civil war that toppled Gaddafi. And we did not even have a Marine unit there to protect the ambassador and the staff. I think it's grossly irresponsible.
Does the White House bear responsibility for the death of our ambassador, especially in light of the fact that we're getting more and more information that they were pretty much warned something like this could happen, that this was a calculated attack?
Well, before we start pointing fingers at exactly who is to blame, of course, we want to get all the details, and I'm hoping that we get those details out of the FBI investigation and the other investigations that are going on. But one thing is for certain, this is another example of failed foreign policy. I mean, America is no longer not only respected, but there's no longer a threat from others around the world that they have to contend with America when they punch us in the nose.
So what is your contention? You'll be able to share it with us when next we meet, which is tomorrow at the same time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.